Today, household financial confidence drifts lower again. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. In the final post relating to our latest household surveys this month, we are turning to our Household Financial Confidence Index. The latest read, to the end of September 2018, shows a further fall and continues the trend which started to bite in 2017. The current score is 88.4, just a bit above the all-time low point of 87.69, which was back in 2015. Last month, August, it stood at 89.5. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's in the comments below. By way of background, these results are derived from our household surveys averaged across Australia. We have 52,000 households in our sample at any one time. We include detailed questions covering various aspects of a household's financial footprint. The index measures how households are feeling about their financial health. To calculate the index, we ask questions which cover a number of different dimensions. We start by asking households how confident they're feeling about their job security, whether their real income has risen or fallen in the past year, their view on their costs of living over the same period, whether they have increased their loans and other outstanding debts, including credit cards, and whether they are saving more than last year. Finally, we ask about their overall change in net worth over the past 12 months, and by net worth, we mean assets less outstanding debts. Looking across our property segments, both property investors and owner-occupiers were lower, reacting to the falls in home prices and the difficulty of refinancing that many are experiencing. Mortgage rate increases are also putting more pressure on many budgets. Despite this, those renting remain less confident, although investors have really turned sour now. Across the states, we see a bunching of results, though Victoria appears to be heading south, while South Australian households are a little more positive than last month. The falling levels of confidence are evident across many of the age bands, but older households are still relatively more positive, largely thanks to historic capital growth in their property and strong stock market performance in recent times. Younger households are more concerned, and many are now seeing their property values fall, at least on paper. Looking at the moving parts which drive our index, those who felt more confident about their job security than 12 months ago fell 1.8% to 11%, and 59% saw no change. There was a fall in those confident with regard to their savings, with a fall of 1.7% in those feeling more comfortable than a year ago, and 50% feeling about the same. The falling savings rates that many have experienced is part of the story, but so is the fact that more are raiding savings to make ends meet. This, of course, is not a sustainable position. There was a fall of 1.3% in those who are comfortable with the amount of debt they hold, and 42% are less comfortable than a year ago, reflecting recent mortgage rate increases and problems with getting an appropriate refinancing deal. Overall income remains an issue for many, with 42% saying that there had been no increase in the past year, and 50% saying that there had been a decrease in real income. Many households are relying on multiple jobs to pay the bills, and some of these are 0 hours and uncertain in terms of income. We still see high levels of underemployment, suggesting that many households want more work than they can get. The cost of living remain a significant issue, with 84% saying their costs have risen in the past year. It is the normal story: higher electricity and fuel bills, rising medical costs and childcare, as well as school fees. The standard reported CPI measure does not appear to align with many households' current experience. Putting all this together, 39% say their net worth is higher now than a year ago, mainly thanks to the strong stock market. 28% say that they see no change, and 25% say their net worth has dropped. The most significant factor here is the fall in property values over the past 12 months. We expect to see the index continuing to track lower ahead, because the elements which drive the outcomes are unlikely to change. Home prices will continue to move lower, the stock markets are off their highs, wages are hardly growing, and costs of living are rising. Household financial confidence is set to remain in the doldrums. Finally, despite the attractive mortgage rates that are on offer from the banks in an attempt to keep mortgage volumes up, our research shows that many households cannot access them in the new tighter lending environment. 40% of applications are being rejected. We will update the index again next month. A quick reminder that our next live stream Q&A session is scheduled for the 16th of October 2018 at 8 p.m. Sydney time. Here's a link to the reminder on YouTube. You can join the live chat then, or send me questions beforehand. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, do consider joining our Patreon program where you can support our ability to make great content. It's in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've seen here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. I read them all. And if you haven't yet subscribed, please do so to receive future alerts and updates. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.